Hi, I just want to say rest in peace to those that have passed due to the malicious, disgusting actions of ICE. I know I'm taking this on a somber note, but everybody in Minneapolis and everyone that's going through this and having ICE just to completely destroy everything to create a civil war, it is wrong. I don't care if I lose listeners from saying what I have to say, but this has been fucking pissing me off. Like, what's been going on? Like, I am genuinely fucking mad because ICE is going around murdering people for basically standing up for their rights. And this is fucking wrong. I don't care what side of the fucking, I don't care if you're left or right. It is across the board completely, totally wrong to be murdered for standing up for your rights and for protesting and for basically just being out there. You should not be fucking murdered. These ICE assholes need to go. So that is what I'm going to say. So anybody that, and the fact that they murdered a nurse, a registered nurse, something that I am trying to, I'm not saying I'm trying to be a nurse, but I'm going into the health field and I'm trying to learn more about it. And the fact that he was helping somebody, he was fucking murdered, you know, had pistol whipped and then shot 10 times. I don't give a fuck. You don't shoot somebody 10 times. That was fucking an assassination. That was a murder. And it's disgusting. We should not be supporting this shit. We should be fucking vocal on what we have to say. This is wrong. And I don't care what anybody has to say. Don't come at me with your fucking bullshit because saying, oh, he shouldn't have been there anyways. Fuck you. Seriously, fuck you. Because the fact is, you shouldn't be fucking victim blaming people like that because this could happen to anybody. Anybody across the board. You know, this happens all the time to people of color. You know, oh, if you weren't doing this, you're just getting, no, that kind of shit, I don't like that. I don't think anybody should be killed, fucking period. If you're a cop, if you're ICE, you shouldn't be murdering people. That is not your fucking job. You know, like, that is why people will never respect you, because you're murdering people for no fucking reason. So I'm very fucking pissed. So I'm doing this episode fucking angry. But this is what I want to say. If I lose listeners, fuck you. There's a door. I don't care. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I'm going to speak up because I thought there'd be more, like, people be outraged. And I'm not seeing it. It's just crazy to me. Like, I don't understand. I really don't understand. Like, I don't know what else needs to be done. But, like, it has been watching what's going on in Minneapolis. Who knows if that's just going to happen in your town too? Like, you don't know that. What? So now you can't even go out without some fucking ICE prick coming to shoot you? Like, come on. Come on. But I'm going to go back to the episode. I'm going to try to switch notes. I know I'm trying to keep it positive with this show, but sometimes it's fucking hard because of the shit that's going on. And it's real life shit. And people need to wake the fuck up and see for what it is. They're trying to create a civil war. And I've been saying this for a long time. And, like, people need to open their eyes and see what's going on. Because if you're not opening your eyes yet, I don't know. Let's get back into the episode because I'm genuinely fucking angry. And I don't even know. I'm just so pissed. I'm fucking pissed. So let's just try to switch subjects before I go into an entire episode ranting. And you guys don't want that. I don't want that. I'm trying to give you guys entertainment. But at the same time, I need to speak up because I'm not going to keep quiet on this shit. And if you want me to keep quiet on this stuff, go fuck yourself. Don't even listen to my show anymore. I don't give a fuck if I lose you as a listener. I really don't. I really don't care. I don't care anymore. It's my fucking show. If I want to say something, I'm going to say something. I'm not fucking censoring myself in my own show. And nobody's about to do that either. So if you think you're going to censor me in my show, oh shit, brother, you got some shit that you need to work out because I am not going to be censored and I refuse. So that's what I'm going to say. And I'm going to keep it rolling. So with the fact, so ancient Romans used crushed mouse brains as toothpaste. That is disgusting. Oh my God, when I read that, I almost threw up in my mouth. It was, sorry, I can't help it. I'm disgusted. But the fact that they use crushed mouse brains as toothpaste, they're like, oh, I'm just gonna take a little ratatouille here and just fucking brush my teeth and get the, you know, little pieces of brain in my teeth. Ugh. Just Oh man, that's brutal. When I read that, I couldn't even believe it. I had sometimes with these facts, I have to do a search within a search to see if it's true, and that one was true, and it blew my mind. Blah. So, welcome to an episode of Nevermind the Broadcast, and I am your pissed off, angry as fuck host, Izzy Smut. So, the first band are from Argentina. They're garage lo-fi punk, and the song is called True Crime, which I watch anything true crime. I have an obsession. But I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes you learn shit. Sometimes you learn of what not to do and what to look for and how to, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that we're all going to be safe forever, but sometimes it makes you think. That shit makes you think. Because you never know what could happen, where it can happen. And also, people are crazy. It's kind of good to know what to do, what not to do, what to look for, and to run away from completely. And this song is awesome. They're from Argentina, and they're called Zulo. And it's an awesome song. It just goes into like that lo-fi punk vibe that I love. And it's awesome. It's a very raw sounding song about true crime, which I haven't heard about yet. Nobody's done a true crime song, and this is awesome. So check it out. This is True Crime by Zulo. So that was True Crime by Zulo. In this next act, there is singer-songwriter. His name is Kevin M.F. King. I've had him on my show before. And the song that he sent me is an instrumental song, but I felt like it was so fitting with what's going on in America right now because America is like a horror show. And this song is from the Death Antiques album. The song is called The City Was Hushed. And it's, yeah, if you listen to it, it's very, very, very fitting of what's going on in America. So this is The City Was Hushed by Kevin M.F. King. The City Was Hushed by Kevin M.F. King. And this next act, called Cold Canary. I've had him on the show before. And this is a cover of a Twisted Sister cover song, We're Not Gonna Take It. And I felt like it was very, very fitting because the way that things are right now, we're basically being lied to in real time, being gaslit like fucking crazy. And yeah, this song is basically the fighting spirit. We all need to have some fighting spirit within us because we can't take this shit anymore. It's wrong. So I love that he covered this song, and it's a good song. Who doesn't like a little 80s hair metal here and there? Come on. Sometimes, like, you know, you get in the spirit of it, and it's very fitting, and the power and the message is there. It definitely grasps that in the song. So check it out. Check out anything that Cold Canary's doing. So this is We're Not Gonna Take It. It's a cover by Twisted Sister, and it's by Cold Canary.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
That was Cold Canary with the cover of We're Not Gonna Take It. And this next act, they're called Problematic. I've had them on the show before. They're from Pennsylvania. They're a garage punk band. And I picked the song Timmy is a Monster, which is from their album Timmy is a Monster as well. And they released a music video, and it's so awesome because it reminds me of like the cheesy like 80s horror movie, which I love 80s horror movie. Like, that's like my favorite genre of horror. Like, the most horrible movie, the better. Even if it looks like complete and total shit. I even saw a preview for one, but I didn't see it yet, of a motorcycle killing people. It's a motorcycle vampire. And I was like, holy shit, I need to see that. It's so funny. Like, those movies are so awesome. So, like, it gave me hope for, like, 5 seconds. And, like, you know, and then they're always busy, Problematic. They're always, like, they're always posting stuff on social media. They're doing Lemon TV. They're doing a bunch of things and releasing albums half the time. Like, they're always doing things. And I love that. I love a band that doesn't have time for the shit. They're just there to make art and keep going, which that's what we should be doing. So, this song is called Timmy is a Monster by Problematic. Was Timmy is a Monster by Problematic, and we're at the last song of the episode, and I want to end it in a positive note, because I know I was pretty angry earlier, and I'm still angry, but I just wanted to thank you guys, and thank you to the bands that have been creating their music, sending it to me, and letting me share it with the people, and I'm here for you guys. You know, I definitely enjoy the music that I've been getting, and it's different. I don't just listen to one genre. I listen to a bunch of others as well, but I've always been gravitating towards punk, because that's where I felt the most free. And with music, especially with the expression, and I feel like art is such an important art form, and a lot of people don't understand how much we need it, because if we didn't have music and art, we would be fucking fucked. And like, art and music is a way to have, you know, to create your protest, to say what you need to say, to express what you need to express. And it's, the crazy part is, there will be someone out there will understand what you're saying and will totally gravitate and will be like, this song speaks to me. You know, that's the kind of shit that once you, when you release it, and just like when I released music in the past, and people will be like, hey, that one song fucking really did a number on me and it changed me. That's the kind of shit that I love. And everybody is, you know, they write their own music as to release it. It's an art form. It's therapeutic, but it's important, you know, because art can be a protest too. So is music. So always support. And that's why I try to support you guys. I can't go to every show, but I'll support you in this way by basically showcasing your songs and your band. Because I'm not going to just play you once, like I said before. I'm going to, you know, basically, this is a community. I wanted to start a community with you guys. And I feel very honored that you guys have, you know, reached out to me and send me songs. And whenever you have new music, you'll send it to me. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to promote it. So that's what I'm here for, and I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate the listeners as well, and the people that have been spreading the word. And it's not just the bands, it's the people as well. The listeners are really awesome. Like, that, I couldn't believe it. All the listens and plays that I got, I was like, holy shit, I see the downloads going up. And I was on break for a long time, like for a few weeks until I got the second season. I was in shock. So thank you guys, everybody. Continue to send your music, izzysmut@gmail.com, and make sure it's not a link that's about to expire, because I'm not always by my computer. Sometimes I have a lot of shit going on. So this last band, they're a noise punk band. They're called Consumer Culture. They're from Baltimore. Man, I've had some killer times in Baltimore. I think there was Hell's a Poppin'. I played Hell's a Poppin'. I used to love that place. I hope it's still there. That I've had some awesome memories there. But this song they sent me is called Have You Seen This Man? And it's basically, and it's fitting because of this, this episode is very fitting. It's a song about the evil that men do. And it's so fitting. It is so true. Continue to do your art. Continue to protest against things that are not right. And speak up. I'm telling you guys, speak the fuck up. It's not cool to be quiet anymore. It's not cool to be neutral. You got to speak up on shit. That's what it is. Music is art. So if you're an artist and you don't like what's going on, say something. Okay? So check it out. Check this band out. So this is Consumer Culture with Have You Seen This Man? And Brought Out.
Right behind me, isn't it?